Greece has its problems for sure, but it seems downright stable compared to another country in Europe, Liberland. If you've never heard of it, I'm not surprised. Liberland is not recognized by any UN member nation. It doesn't really have a population or an infrastructure. It's really just a little spot of land along the Danube River. Here's regular contributor Alina Simone.
It's hard to know how seriously to take Vit Jedlicka, the self-appointed president of Liberland. His website sells t-shirts that say, "Sex, Drugs, and Liberland." Yet, if he's playing the straight man, then he is seriously committed. When I reached him by Skype, he was at the G7 meeting in Germany.
You know, to get more contacts to the diplomacy as well as to newspapers to push the idea of Liberland forward.
Pushing that idea forward includes a bold economic foundation for his microstate, voluntary taxation.
And people will just be able to put their money where they think it is necessary.
When he announced his new nation on a piece of land between Serbia and Croatia, libertarians of the world rejoiced. But that was 2 months ago, and the hype has died down. So what's the state of the 3-square-mile nation? Is there an actual settlement in Liberland yet?
Well, there was one, but it was sort of taken apart by Croatia police.
While Serbia seems pretty chill about the whole thing, Croatia is not amused. Earlier this month, 4 Liberlandians took a small motorboat out there and were arrested by Croatian police. But Vip says he believes the Croatians will come around once they realize Liberland...
It's mainly about love and freedom. And, you know, we exactly have these two things right in the name, right?
But ultimately, there may be strength in numbers. You're listening to the Liberland National Anthem, by the way. Hundreds of thousands of people have expressed interest in becoming Liberlandians, which entails filling out an online form and uploading a CV. Vit's only awarded citizenship to a hand-selected 100 so far. Eric Lyman is citizen number 1. He's a freelance writer based in Rome who wrote about Liberland for USA Today. I was skeptical. Journalists will do anything for a story, even apply for citizenship to a country that doesn't exist. But when I reached Lyman by Skype, he surprised me.
I mean, it seems to me that if you identify a piece of unclaimed land, you ought to be able to develop it and so on. And I have my objective point of view as a journalist, but in a way, I'm kind of cheering for them as well.
This isn't Lyman's first experience with a micronation. He grew up in South Florida, where in 1982, the U.S. Border Patrol set up a checkpoint on the highway leading to the Florida Keys in search of drugs and illegal immigrants. As a kind of satiric protest, the mayor of Key West declared the Florida Keys the Conch Republic.
And Jimmy Buffett was like the poet laureate, and they made their own currency and whatever. And the airport in Key West said, "Welcome to the Conch Republic."
Lyman wasn't able to actually stake a welcome sign on Liberlandian soil due to the vigilance of Croatian officials, but he did get to gaze at it from across the Danube.
It is beautiful in a way. It reminds me of sort of the rolling hills and the foothills of the Appalachians, you know?
And while this is totally undeveloped land, no water, no sewage, no buildings, it's definitely enough for Vit.
My dream and my idea about this, that we will be able to reach the land and start building there by 6th of September. That is my birthday.
What if he gets his birthday wish? I mean, are we too cynical to believe a new nation fueled by love and liberty could ever succeed? It's an open question, and if you have the answer, there are about a half dozen more pieces of disputed land along the Danube, ripe for settlement. For the World, this is Alina Simone.